Michael Valencia from the Madura FFA chapter in California is the 2013 Agricultural Services Proficiency winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And so you've worked very hard, and I can tell that you are really excited to have just been named as the National Proficiency winner. So what was your project entail?
My project is beekeeping. I grew up beekeeping, and it's in the area of ag services. So it would be the pollination services that I provide to farmers.
And so what work goes into the pollination process? Because I'm sure that cannot be easy.
Well, it's just maintaining your hives. You have to make sure they're strong. Make sure you have a high hive count. So that when you do rent out your bees to the farmers, that you have a lot of bees and they do a good pollination so that the farmer can get a very vigorous crop production.
What safety aspects do you have to keep in mind while working on your supervised agricultural experience?
Some of the safeties we do is wearing proper equipment. When you're working with bees, if they get mad, they're going to sting you a lot and it really hurts. So you have to take proper precautions, which would be wearing your entire overall suit, keeps bees from stinging your body, and wearing your hat and veil, which keeps your face protected, and gloves so that they don't sting you in the hands.
So you take all the safety precautions very, very seriously. Do you do this year round? Is there a certain time of year that you work with the bees in the pollination area?
Yeah, there's different seasons for pollination. In California, we pollinate almonds, alfalfa, melons, on occasion onions, and it all happens in a different time. So if you're talking about almonds, it would happen around February. If you go to alfalfa seed, it'll happen in July. So it's all depending on the crop.
What's your favorite aspect of your project?
I just love going out and seeing that the hives are healthy, knowing that I was able to keep the hives alive for next year and keeping them safety. And I love that I'm able to provide a service for the agriculture industry. I was born into ag and I love ag. So I love that I can help farmers out and make sure that they get good crop production.
And I can tell you're very, very passionate. So how do you plan on putting what you've learned through this towards your future?
My future, I plan to be an ag teacher. So with these hives, I plan to educate my students so that they know more about the apiary industry, because it's something that's kind of overlooked. And I plan to show my students what it is and teach them. I want them to use my bees as a SAE project for their own, just so that I can help this crisis that ag is facing with ag literacy.
Well, you're definitely going to fuel your passion into your students, I can already tell. So again, congratulations. And I'm guessing you've had some advisors that have inspired you along the way as well.
Yes, I do. I have several advisors, actually, in my chapters, one a bigger chapter, and it has seven advisors that have helped me since day one. Not only that, I've went to two high schools, so I started in Kerman, and I had quite a few advisors there that have motivated me and helped me change my life and become who I am today.
And do you have any other supporters or anyone else you'd like to thank?
My dad, he's the whole reason that I'm here. He's the whole reason I'm in the apiary industry. I started working with him since I was very young. He showed me everything I know, and he's the one who taught me to work so well.
Well, again, congratulations. And that was Michael Valencia from the Madura FFA chapter in California, your 2013 Agricultural Services Proficiency Award winner. This is Amy Burke with FFA Today.